Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Can you feel it, by the way?
Feel what?
Can you feel that we are almost out of this thing? Can you feel like it's coming? Like we can see it.
Yeah.
This pandemic crap. It's almost, I feel like it's almost gone, man.
No, I do too. I would love to keep the numbers crushed down through the winter months.
Yeah.
And then if we do that, then in the springtime, we open up the doors and things get better.
Get this five-year-old thing, five and up thing going, right? I can feel it, man. I can feel it.
Not in this house.
No?
No, just playing.
All right.
You know, I like to kick into that Colbert character. It's fun. It's fun. You know what we got to do?
What?
We got to play some Yes coming up because we're talking to Rick Wakeman.
Let's do it.
Let's play some. Let's Yes it up a little bit.
I love it, man. Oh, yeah. I used to love the Yes back in the day. Constantly on.
Rick Wakeman coming up here probably less than 20 minutes.
Awesome.
Late Night Libs. This is great. I'm excited. So if you don't follow the show, the Late Night Libs, we do, I don't really listen to them. We're all hearing them together for the first time.
Right.
I mean, I read about them.
We experience them together.
Yeah, because if they suck, I don't want to, I probably wouldn't play it, and then you don't get the bad side of Fallon.
Well, that's true. Yeah, exactly.
But I am excited about these because at one point we got a couple Larry David stories.
Oh, nice.
So, but we'll start with Jimmy Fallon. I wasn't aware of this. Moderna's not sharing their recipe for the vaccine.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that either.
Yeah, but okay. Fallon was. Here we go.
Well, some vaccine news. Moderna recently said that it has no plans to share the recipe for its COVID vaccine. Apparently, it's been passed down from generation to generation, just like Mama used to make.
You gotta don't.
I mean, if we end up getting a dose a year for the next 50 years, I mean, Moderna wants to have the best one they have. And
do the other companies share?
I don't know. Good question, man.
I don't care if you share the recipe, but, you know, try to crank out as many as you can, as cheap as you can for everybody.
Yeah, right?
I watched a little bit of the Squid Game yesterday.
What do you think of that?
I'm psyched that you guys love it. It's not for me. I mean...
Yeah. I mean, I don't love it. I mean, just to make that clear. I haven't... If I loved it, I would have watched more. But I'm eking my way through it.
Like, everyone's talking about that. Well, Dan Patrick was talking about the red light, green light scene.
Okay.
He's like, it's a little slow, but that scene really turns it, you know?
Yeah. You're telling me.
Maybe I was expecting more.
Yeah, I was a little upset at the reaction to that scene.
From
the people who wanted to keep going.
You mean the players?
Yeah.
Well, they had to keep going.
Well, they gave them the option to if everybody stepped over. And like, what the hell? I mean, I get money's tough, but you just saw everybody get killed.
No, that's too... All right,
am I skipping? Am I missing something?
Well, once you were in red light, green light, you had to play. You had to play.
Okay. Maybe I see.
Prior to, he did give you one last, hey.
My bad.
You don't want to be on this team, step off, and some people did.
Well, I probably turned my head to look at something and missed the dialogue.
Check this out. This is a Squid Game take from Fallon.
Now get this. The creator of Squid Game said former President Trump's election was one of the events that inspired him to finally make the show. I wouldn't hold my breath waiting for Trump to respond, because if you think he's going to read 9 hours of subtitles, you've forgotten who you're dealing with.
Just like you, Quinn. Just like you. We've all switched to the overdub.
Well, it's really done well. I mean, I got to say that. It's the best overdub I've ever seen.
Here's Meghan Trainor on a story we follow here on Pix 106, double toilets.
When we moved into this new house, and you know, you get up all throughout the night with a baby, and you gotta pee. And there were so many moments where I was like, move, you know? I was like, I have to go.
Yeah.
And so when we moved to this new house, I was like, I have an extra toilet. Can I just pop them next to each other? And the plumber like giggled. And I was like, I don't see why you're laughing. Like, just do it, get it done. And they did it. And like, it's the best thing I ever did.
That's the best thing you ever did, Meghan Trainor. You're selling yourself short.
That's a different take than the one that got it all stirred up.
Yeah, well.
The original take was, I love my dude, so isn't that, I love my husband so much. We can't stand to be away from each other. But don't worry, we've only pooped in front of each other once.
Yeah, well, she came back and said that. Didn't she say multiple times in the first one?
No, they use them together multiple times, okay. But as far as dropping deuce, that's not something they do a lot.
The specifics, I forgot.
All right, moving on here to Seth Meyers. We talked about it here on the the show yesterday on Coming Out Day that Superman, the new Superman comic, is going to come out as bisexual.
Yep. DC Comics announced yesterday that the new Superman character will come out as bisexual. Come on, it's 2021. The crazy part is that there are still Superman comics. You see, kids, he's a reporter at a newspaper. He's a what at a what? He changes in a telephone booth. What are you talking about? What are these things?
That's a great point.
It's really funny.
All right. Let's get into the Larry David stuff from Jimmy Kimmel. I guess Larry David showed up to do a stand-up, and he got out there. He didn't like the crowd, so he left.
One time I was watching another comedian, and I didn't care for the audience that much. I didn't like the way they were acting, you know. And I walked out on stage, and I looked him over, and I went, I don't think so. And I left.
I just don't think so.
You sit on $1 billion.
You're Larry David, right?
So apparently Kimmel had a dinner party, and Larry showed up on the wrong night.
I show up at his house, and there's nobody's home.
So I get a text, and do we have that? Can we put that up on screen? This is really a text. You wrote, "I'm outside, can't get in, Larry." And I wrote, "It's next Monday. I am at a funeral. Sorry, pal." And your response to me being at a funeral is, "Holy ha ha ha."
I want to know if he came back a week later.
All right.
I feel like Larry's not going to make double the effort there.
I love it.